This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So Lavan catches up with Yaakov and he says, "Lamanach beisel avroyach, v'atignoy voisi. Why do you stealthily slip away? You stole my heart." Lavan says, "I could have harmed you, but Hashem reprimanded me last night," and he said, "Don't touch Yaakov Avinu." And Yaakov says, "I'll tell you why I ran away. Ten tigzalas b'naisecha me'imi. I was afraid you would steal your daughters from me." So there is almost a frightening chassam sofer, where the chassam sofer is matmiya. He is astonished on the behavior of Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Sheba Avos, after Hashem told him, "Go, leave the land." So he should have trusted in God and just marched out, B'yad Rama, in full, with pride and with courage and without being afraid. Why did Yaakov stealthily run away with trickery from Laban? Says Chassam Sofer, and someone has to have very big shoulders to say that, and so I'm almost afraid to say it over even. But Chassam Sofer says, maybe because Yaakov Avinu acted this way and he stole the heart of Laban, and he said, "I was afraid you would steal my daughters," that's why on the way back, Dina was stolen from him on that exact road, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdek b'tzadikim k'chod hasara. Chassam Sofer quotes a pasuk of Sfivav Nisara Ma'oid, and Chassam Sofer, realizing how brave he's being in making this assessment of Yaakov Avinu and how fearful he is, he says, "V'Hashem atoy v'chaper." Ribbono Shel Olam should forgive him if he erred in his judgment of Yaakov Avinu. But says the Chassam Sofer, which is a tremendous chiddush, because we don't find that Chazal criticized Yaakov Avinu for leaving Lavan in this way, but the Chassam Sofer is surprised that Yaakov Avinu would do such a thing, and he attributes this punishment of Dina to the fact that Yaakov Avinu stealthily ran away from Lavan without leaving with bitachon and with confidence. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.